Report: emails reveal Joe Biden's brother-in-law asked Hunter Biden to obtain a business license in China. By Wendell Hasebo on October 7, 2021. Emails reveal President Joe Biden's brother-in-law John Owens requested Hunter Biden obtain a business license in Communist China on May 9, 2014, according to Fox News. It is unclear if Hunter charged or obtained any success fee for connecting the two parties. The reported emails do reveal, however, the Biden family's business connections to Communist China. Owens, who also goes by Jack, reportedly emailed Hunter, requesting a business license to expand his telemedicine company in China and expressed the license needed to be secured very quickly. Owens reportedly told Hunter that his companies, MediGuide America and MediGuide Insurance Services International, MISI, would not be able to complete the deal without a Chinese business license. The deal was reportedly in a late or serious stage in negotiations with an insurance company based in Communist China. Time pressures are very tight, plus the fact that we do not yet have one has caused a slight credibility bump in the company's mind. This all translates into a need for a business license, and once secured very quickly, Owens reportedly wrote in an email. While this might seem to be a mundane task, I have come to understand that matters such as a business license can end up taking an inordinate amount of time. Time we just do not have. Hunter replied to Owens within an hour and said, "Working on it, back to you ASAP." The younger Biden then forwarded Owens' email to Thornton Group chairman James Bulger, the nephew of mobster Whitey Bulger, and co-founder of the Thornton Group, Fox News reported. Hunter also forwarded the email to Michael Lin, who reportedly has connections to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. See email below. It's from my uncle Jack. Is there a way we can help him expedite this? Time is of the essence here, Hunter wrote to Lin. Thornton Group chairman Bulger responded to Hunter the next day and said he would speak to Lin about how to obtain the license for Hunter's family. Me and Michael, Lin, had a call with Jack this morning. I think we have a solution for Hi-S, China problem, Bulger wrote. Michael and Ran are researching the regs and laws right now, but our Thornton Wolf will likely be okay for Jack's company to use. Bulger continued, likely referring to the wholly foreign-owned enterprise of the Thornton Group, the company Bulger and Lin co-founded, Fox News reported. After a few days, Bulger followed up with Lin, Owens, and Hunter. Give us until Monday to review a few more laws and regulations in Beijing, Bulger wrote. I may have you answer a few questions on Monday so we can get specific with the appropriate authorities in China. It is unknown if Bulger was successful in reaching the appropriate authority in China. But MediGuide's company website, presumably owned by President Joe Biden's brother-in-law, Owens, states it has an agreement with AnyHealth Shanghai. MediGuide and AnyHealth intend to expand MediGuide's business in China under the name of MediGuide China, the website states. AnyHealth Shanghai will be legally representing MediGuide International LLC in China. Fox News notes that it is unclear if AnyHealth Shanghai is the same company referenced in the emails. The Washington Post confirmed in 2020 that Owens owns a Delaware-based telemedicine company that markets itself as a solution amid pandemic restrictions, with medical second opinion operations in Europe and Asia. Fox News also reported that Owens accepted an invitation in 2015 to attend a State Department event honoring Chinese President Xi Jinping hosted by Joe Biden. Yes, Kathy, Owens responded then Vice President Biden's executive assistant Kathy Chung. I would like to attend this one. I know I have passed up everything else, but this is a bit different. I just wrecked this so I do not know what VBO, Valerie Biden Owens, is going to do. Do you have my info to respond with picture, etc., or do you want me to do that? Fox News reached out to the White House and asked if any senior officials from the Biden White House or the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, EEOB, have been in contact with MediGuide staff or affiliates since Biden took office in January. No, the White House replied. Neither MediGuide, Owens, Bulger, Lin and Hunter lawyer respond to requests for comment by Fox News. It should be noted President-elect Biden told CNN in 2020 that none of his family would be involved in any business scheme which would have the appearance of a conflict of interest. My son, my family will not be involved in any business, any enterprise that is in conflict with or appears to be in conflict, Biden said. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.